calling the Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime, press 2. To provide or receive an update, please report all non-emergency crime.
Hello, police. What is your reason for calling?
Hello, I'm trying to find out. Is this Bo that I'm through to?
Is it what, sorry?
Bo met CC.
Yes, how can I help you?
Is Mr. Singh still on, on duty? Is it Mr. Singh, the line manager?
I've got no idea. I started at 3 o'clock. What was it regarding?
A conversation that we just had a little while ago in regards to his advice and him saying that I'm not going to have Google no more. When I was explaining to him about my website with my evidence that I've got in it. And obviously, from playing the tape back to myself, I'm quite concerned that the way that he's talking, that he's going to be putting pressure onto my hosting server to get the website turned off.
What's your name, please?
Simon Cordell.
Right, and what was it you was calling to discuss, Simon?
I was calling to discuss an ASBO that's holding me in my house illegally, and there was misconduct in that being created. There's no signatures on it. The timestamps are wrong to your call centres and all the CADs. What initially, and so forth. I've been sentenced to an 8-year curfew. Well, 2 years for the injunction, 5 years for the ASBO, so that's 7 years. Plus, I read a year curfew before that. That's 8 years of my life. I got found guilty for the first case, which is the first, and found not guilty for the first case, the first year. Then I've got to ride the 7 till 2020 November. I'm supposed to be on curfew till I'm 40. I never got arrested. The case says there's loads of things that are wrong with the case. And I wanted the police, I've been asking the police throughout all the years, rather than me call misconduct or negligence and go out of body and go through a solicitor, like they keep telling me, go to a solicitor. It'd be better if they go in a body and they just go through the ASBO folder and notice that trespass wasn't present, which is just an error under law. And if they called an emergency application back to the courts, they could have had this ASBO dropped. I could have been released in 14 when they realised that it was fraudulently made in my front room on the recordings when I was going through it with them, and I could have been released and no person would have been in trouble, no person would have followed the misconduct or negligence. But every person keeps being rude, putting the phone down onto me and saying go to a solicitor. So now I've built a report, and before I decided to hand that report over to the solicitor firms and to everybody else, I decided to phone yourselves again and try and see if we can solve the problem. I still got treated with no courtesy, and the line manager that I spoke to, he told me basically on the phone that I'm not going to have Google no longer. When I said to him, well, I've got a website you can go to, he goes, you're not going to have Google no more. So now I'm concerned that they're going to be attacking my website to cover up the truth and to cover up these missing signatures and the rest of it that's holding me in my house. And I don't think that's fair. It's another infringement. It's a company. I started a limited company. It's protected under the freedom of press, and it's protected under my rights. It's a report, it's an official report, and I'm asking for other people of the public to join in that report and help me build it before I send it to yourselves or to the companies that you represent. And who I've got recordings of me chatting to people in your call centres asking for help, and they're telling me down the phone I've been robbed and there's nothing I can do. So I've transcribed all of these up and put them all in this website. And I wanted somebody to call me back and to go through it. No one's took a statement off me in the last 5 years in regards to everything. They're making me live next to people. I've got video evidence of them attacking me in my home. And I don't want to live next to these people. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't.
Okay, so what is it you want me to do for you with this call then? Because I've never spoken to you before.
I wanted to speak to the line manager. I just wanted to understand what he was saying to me, whether he's going to attack my website to cover everything up, because that is targeted malice if my website does get touched. It's been okay. It's been up for the last... I've not shown a lot of people it, but I've had it for the last 9 months. I've spoke to Wix legal departments.
What's your contact number, Simon?
You can contact me on the contact number that I'm phoning on right now.
Ending in 063?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Nobody wants to clear the mess up, and I'm at a stage where I am going to go public now, because I'm not going to write another two...
Just bear with me, and I'll see if the person you spoke to is available, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Simon?
Hello.
Hello, right. Mr. Singh, who you spoke to earlier on, he is still on duty, but he's away from the office at the moment.
What I'll do
is get him to give you a call back.
Or any person to give me a call back. I just want somebody, maybe not even if it's himself, even if he just passes it on to the correct people, and someone does do the investigations that's supposed to be going on. I have a lot of evidence here that I want to go through with people, and I'm not having him... police officers that actually done all of this forgery to me are still working in the local area. I've had their friends continuously knocking on my front door, trying to put applications, possession orders, trying to do all sorts of things to me. So I'm not allowed to be homeless. I'm not allowed to be homeless. Plus, I'm not allowed to have a home anymore. So where am I supposed to live? They put a possession order on me, another two injunction order. And I won all of these cases because I proved that another officer fraudulently made all of the paperwork as well. So I've come proved I've continuously been attacked, and all these official servants have fraudulently done all of this to me. I just want something to be done about it. I don't feel safe in my own town area anymore. I want to know who's on duty and who's not on duty, and if I can walk out, or whether they're going to try and cover this over when I walk out my front door and grab me. My life was bad enough before getting grabbed by the police before all of this started, if that makes any sense. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Simon.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna leave it with you, sir, with yourselves, and I expect a phone call back off somebody who may be able to handle
it. I'll make a note of it on our system, alright?
I appreciate that. You have a good day, sir.
Alright, thank you. Bye.